Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand from Stokes Nature Center in beautiful Logan Canyon. Bill Holm wrote and taught in the English department at Southwest Minnesota State University for 27 years. He helped me come to terms with one aspect of Utah nature that I found troublesome at first, the ubiquitous and abundant box elder bug. "My box elder bugs have odd preferences," he wrote. "They love radio dials, phonograph speakers, amplifiers, pianos, and harpsichords. Some would argue that this is because of the warmth and the vibrations, but I prefer to think that it is their taste for Bach and Vivaldi. According to the Utah State University Extension website, the red and white bugs are essentially harmless. They stain walls or carpets if you squash them. However, they are annoying primarily because they enter homes and other buildings in large numbers. Once in, they'll find their way into your personal effects, like your hair or your toothbrush or the glass of water you keep on your bedside table." After hearing me go off on a box elder bug rant, a friend gave me Bill Holmes' book, Box Elder Bug Variations, a meditation of an idea in language and music. It changed my attitude toward the household invaders, as now I think of them as poetic. Maybe if I read a few verses, you'll feel the same. First, a box elder bug prayer. "I want so little for so little time, a south window, a wall to climb, the smell of coffee, a radio knob, nothing to eat, nothing to rob, not love, not power, not even a penny. Forgive me only for being so many." And now, three box elder bug haiku. "Careful if you kill him, for there may be an afterlife for both of you. Those black spots on your lamp, only bugs who didn't make it into the next world." And finally, the piano string stops trembling, but box elder bugs keep dancing. Thanks to Jen Levy for introducing me to box elder bug poetry, and to Milkweed Editions for permission to reproduce Bill Holmes' work. For a link to this book, go to www.wildaboututah.org. For Wild About Utah and Stokes Nature Center, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.